I had done nothing, but it appeared that I was in trouble again. And let's face the facts. This wasn't a great time for me to be in trouble. I mean, the donut fiasco had done some serious damage to my reputation, and I'd gone to a lot of trouble to redeem myself. Less than an hour ago. The timing here was bad, very bad. I hung my head and waited for the storm to hit. To my amazement, it didn't come. Slim wasn't even mad. In a croaky voice, he said, "That canyon up yonder drops 20 feet straight down. If this new pickup had gone over the edge, Loper would have wrung my neck. Let's try not to do that again. What say?" Whew, I could have hugged him. I hadn't done anything in the first place, but I took a pledge never to do it again. With a shaky hand, he pushed a shock of hair back from his forehead. "I forgot about the electric winders. They ought to outlaw them things for ranch trucks." Exactly. Windows that roll themselves up, doors that lock for no reason. This was scandalous, shameful, outrageous. Slim and I were furious. This pickup was booby-trapped and not safe for innocent dogs. When Slim had calmed down enough to start the pickup, we drove back to headquarters and loaded up 20 sacks of feed onto the bed of the pickup. Then we headed east on the Wolf Creek Road to feed some more cattle. Slim seemed to be in a better mood now, and so was I. There was only one small dark cloud that blocked the sunshine in the clear sky of my horizon. The window on the shotgun side was rolled up, see? And I wasn't able to do my fresh air procedures. Maybe you think that's not a big deal, but for a ranch dog, it's a big deal. I needed some air. But what's a dog to do? I had to sit there in the shotgun position, looking out at the world through a sheet of glass and breathing stale air. Have we discussed air quality? Studies have shown that dogs who breathe stale air for long periods of time become, well, stale. Dull-minded. Lazy. Lethargic. I mean, look at what stale air had done to Drover. I definitely needed some fresh air, and that's when I noticed that the window on Slim's side was rolled down. Would he mind if I, well, eased over to his side and shared the window with him? Maybe he wouldn't notice. And even if he did, I felt pretty sure that he would understand that we were experiencing a bad air alert inside the pickup. Would he want the head of ranch security eking out a miserable existence breathing stale air? Heck no! I was pretty certain that he would want me to share the window with him. Even though I was following Slim's wishes on this deal, I had a feeling that I would need to do it in a, how should I say this? In a stealthy manner, let us say. Slowly. Delicately. I mean, your ordinary run of low-class mutts wouldn't have given much thought to delicacy. They would have just blundered across the seat, plopped themselves in the driver's lap, and stuck their drippy mouths out the window. That's not the way I do business. If we can't do it properly, by George, we don't do it at all. I began the procedure by studying Slim's face in profile. Face in profile, let us say. His mind seemed far away, lost in thought.